The song you're listening to is called Boże Kos Polska. Translated, it means God Save Poland, a solemn prayer for the nation of Poland. And many Poles around the world are saying that prayer to themselves, praying for their country and remembering a tragic history. On Saturday, an airplane carrying Poland's president, Lech Kaczynski, along with many other top Polish parliamentary and military officials, crashed on its way to the Russian town of Katyn. In total, 96 people killed in the accident. Here is Polish Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski.
We could not have conceived a more horrible, poignant, tragic occurrence than our president going to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the murder of 20,000 Polish officers at Katyn, himself dying with his wife.
That's right. Sikorski, who spoke with the BBC, outlines the cruel irony in this already cruel loss of Poland's political leaders. That plane was on its way to the Russian town of Katyn, where Russia was to fully account for the deaths of 20,000 Polish officers massacred 70 years ago. Every Polish schoolchild knows the story of Katyn. Because of this tragedy, many more around the world are learning about one of the worst atrocities of World War II. To talk about what's going on in Poland this morning, the BBC correspondent in Warsaw, Adam Easton, joins us. Adam, what are you seeing this morning? And is the morning actually continuing? We saw a parade over the weekend, a funeral, I guess, this coming Saturday. What's going on?
Yeah, a very somber, solemn mood continues, obviously, throughout the country. Poles are going back to work today, Monday. But even as I've just been waiting outside the presidential palace from the early hours of this morning, I've seen crowds of people coming back to stand in front of the presidential palace, not just ordinary members of the public, adults. There's lots of parties of school children coming today. Outside the front of the palace, it's just carpeted, the whole sidewalk with flickering flames from the candles that people are lighting and leaving there, and the floral tributes. People are just coming in a very dignified way, spending a couple of moments with their friends, with their families, and paying their respects to the victims of this disaster. Of course, an unprecedented scale, this disaster. The Polish Prime Minister, Donald Tusk, called it the worst tragedy to befall the country in the post-war history. And everybody's felt it. I think at the beginning, there was just complete shock that something of this nature could have happened. And also the way it happened in a plane crash, I think, intensifies people's feelings of shock as well and the pain that they're feeling. And they didn't necessarily have to have been a supporter of the president, of course. Mr. Kaczynski was a divisive figure at times. And especially amongst maybe younger Poles, they may have felt that he presented perhaps an old-fashioned image of Poland to the rest of Europe. He's very socially conservative and very combative in his attitudes to Poland's neighbors, Germany
Indeed.
And Russia.
Right. Well, and those sentiments very much in the background as the Poles contemplate both their future and the tragic history that plane was on its way to commemorate in Russia. BBC correspondent Adam Easton, thanks for that. He's on covering the story from Warsaw, Poland. We're joined now by Andrew Nagorski, who's vice president and director of public policy at the East-West Institute. He's author of The Greatest Battle, Stalin, Hitler, and the Desperate Struggle for Moscow that changed the course of World War II. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, John.
Explain this cruel irony that the Poles around the world are experiencing, both the confluence of this horrible plane crash, but on its way to close a chapter in the 70-year history of the Katyn massacre.
Well, it's an irony which is overwhelming because it's something. Imagine, for instance, that the president of the United States got everybody on Air Force One, his White House staff, his congressional leaders, military leaders, the head of the FBI, the head of the Federal Bank, and relatives of victims, and flew his plane to New York to commemorate 9/11. And that plane crashed right in the vicinity of the World Trade Center. This is something comparable in the consciousness of Poles. It's not just the loss of so many leaders, but it's where it happens, why it happens. For Poland, Katyn, the Katyn massacre has been a symbol of what happened in World War II that is largely was often largely overlooked elsewhere. This was at the hands of Stalin's secret police. And somehow they were going at a time when there was a chance of reconciliation of more Russian Polish understanding about this, suddenly this happens. So the emotional trauma is hard to over-dramatize.
Well, Andrew Nagorski, that is an overwhelming image that you described there of what if in the United States. But focusing on Katyn, this massacre of 20,000 Polish officers, it was denied by Stalinist Russia for decades, for generations, really. But it also deprived Poland of a leadership class that it suffered through for generations and in some ways echoed precisely by this plane crash.
Yes, very much so. And it was done very consciously in 1940 by Stalin to deprive Poland of many of its best and brightest people. Remember, these military officers were people who had been brought from all walks of life. They were the elite of Poland. And Stalin already then was planning to impose a communist regime in Poland. He had divided up Poland with Hitler in 1939. And his thought long term was to have a communist regime in Poland. Here it's different, of course, in the sense that what's happening is there is an acknowledgement on the Russian side of the truth of Katyn finally,
which came as some surprise to Poles, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there have been, since the collapse of communism, the collapse of the Soviet Union, since the early 90s, there were attempts by the Russians to come clean on this, especially by Boris Yeltsin in the early 90s. Then there's been regression in terms of under Putin in the early part of this decade. But finally, they were coming around again. And I think the very dignified way in which the Russian government has dealt with this tragedy and acknowledged what happened at Katyn and all the everything that it sparked, ironically, it's meant that maybe this tragedy will finally create a joint consciousness of what happened and allow both countries to move on.
Well, Andrew Nagorski, there's already anecdotal evidence of a wider awareness of Katyn and this history on the Internet right now. But thanks so much for joining us. Vice President and Director of Public Policy at the East-West Institute, remembering Katyn and those who died over the weekend in that tragic Polish plane crash.